Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on striving. So today's hadith, an Abi Abdullah Hudhayfah ibn al-Yamani radiyallahu anhuma qal, sallaytu ma'an nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dhata laylatin faftataha al-baqara faqultu yarka'u inda al-mi'ati thumma madha faqultu yusalli biha fi raka'atin famadha faqultu yarka'u biha thumma aftataha al-nisa' فقرأها ثم افتتح آل عمران فقرأها يقرأ مترسلا إذا مر بآية فيها تسبيح سبح وإذا مر بسؤال سأل وإذا مر بتعوذ تعوذ ثم ركع فجعل يقول سبحان ربي العظيم فكان ركوعه نحو من قيامه ثم قال سمع الله لمن حمد ربنا لك الحمد ثم قام طويلا قريبا مما ركع ثم سجد فقال سبحان ربي الأعلى فكان سجوده قريبا من قيامه رواه مسلم. This was the Nafil Salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would read at night, he would perform at night what we know as the Tahajjud Salah. But Hazrat Hudhayfah radiallahu anhu is explaining, what was the Tahajjud Salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like? What was his Nafil Salah? What was his Nafil Salah like? What type of sacrifice that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give in performing his lengthy salah? So he explains, Hazrat Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anhu narrates that I offered salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one night, and he began by reciting Suratul Baqarah. So it was one night, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reading Nafil Salah. I joined him in the Nafil Salah. When it comes to Nafil Salah, then generally we don't make jamaat in Nafil Salat if there is more than the Imam and another three people. So in total, there shouldn't be more than four people, the Imam and three people. If it is such, then it is not desirable. It's better for each person to read his own Nafil Salat. So here Hazrat Hudhayfah radiallahu anhu was reading with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he is explaining that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he began the namaz, he began the salah with reading Suratul Baqarah. So I thought to myself that he would go into ruku after reciting 100 verses. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the namaz was long. So like how when the Taraweeh salah is long, sometimes people just hope that now the imam can go in ruku, so the next rakat can come. So he said, I thought to myself that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, maybe after 100, he's estimating in his mind, that maybe after 100 ayat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go into ruku. So he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued past 100 ayats, and he said, carried on reciting. I then thought to myself that he would complete the surah in two rakats. In other words, Suratul Baqarah, which is 2.5 siparas approximately. He said, I thought, okay, now he went over 100 ayat. Never mind, maybe what he'll do is he'll take the whole Suratul Baqarah, he'll divide it into two. So in two rakats, he'll complete the whole Suratul Baqarah. That's what I thought to myself, because now he already passed 100 ayats. So he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he continued. So then I thought, okay, that what he'll do is he'll go into ruku at the end of Suratul Baqarah. Now I saw that he didn't divide it into two. He continued reading, so I said, okay, this whole Suratul Baqarah, maybe he'll read Suratul Baqarah in one rakat. That is 2.5 siparas. So he said, I thought Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will read that whole Suratul Baqarah in one rakat. But he began reciting Suratul Nisa, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed the entire surah. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after finishing Suratul Baqarah, he started Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then started Suratul Ali Imran, which comes immediately after Suratul Baqarah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed Suratul Ali Imran, and then he went on to Suratul Nisa. Now can you imagine how long the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was? Suratul Nisa, it starts off in the 4th sipara, and it finishes off in the 6th sipara. So can you imagine the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that now he read, and he read 1st sipara, 2nd sipara, 3rd sipara, 4th sipara, 5th sipara, and now he came to the 6th sipara, all in one rakat of the tahajjud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's, and then now he's describing what was the style of recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said his recitation was slow and measured. He wasn't racing, he wasn't rushing. He was reading slow, and it was a measured recitation. And imagine what a beautiful recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he recited a verse containing the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when he recited a verse of request, making dua, asking, he asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when he recited a verse seeking refuge and protection, he sought refuge, in other words, he sought protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He then went into ruku and said, Subhana Rabbiyal Azeem, glory be to my sustainer, the mighty. His ruku was similar to his standing. In other words, his ruku, ulama explained, similar to his standing, meaning, few explanations. One explanation is, for as long as he stood, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his qiyam, that's as long as he stood in his ruku. One explanation. Another explanation ulama give is like how he lengthened his ruku, he lengthened his qiyam, his standing position, he also lengthened his ruku. Like that. That's how long Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, doesn't mean exactly the same amount of time, but similar to how he took long to read the standing, like that his ruku also was wrong. There was no hit and run, there was no fast reading, slow reading of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then he went into ruku and he mentioned Subhana Rabbil Azim. So his ruku was similar to his standing. He then said, Subhan, Sasamiya Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana lakal hamd. Allah hears the one who praises him. O our sustainer, all praise is due to you. He then remained standing for a long time, almost as long as his ruku. So now when he came up after ruku, Sami Allahu liman hamida, no rushing. Here again, ulama explained, almost as long as his ruku, mean as long as his ruku took, this is as long as he stood in his standing position, which is known as qiyam, where a person now stands up, or coma, when a person now stands up after the ruku. Anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's one explanation. The other explanation is, like how he took long, then he also took long in coma after the ruku. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained standing for a long time, almost as long as his ruku. He then prostrated, in other words, he went into sajda. He said, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, glory be to my sustainer, the Most High. His prostration was as long, almost as long as his standing. So like that again, almost as long. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his time and he read his tahajjud salat. Ulama explained to us that this shows us the level of servitude of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That despite his maqam and despite his effort during the day and despite his worry and his concern, look at the nafil salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How long it was. Imagine reading over 5 siparas in 1 rakat. This is now shows us the level of servitude and the level of dedication that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, the level of love that he had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously for us, now it is difficult to read so much and to read so long. But at least when we are reading whatever we are reading, it shouldn't be a rush. It's nothing, it shouldn't be a rush. We should be happy that Allah ta'ala is giving us an opportunity to communicate with him, to stand in front of him, keeping the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of us. When we perform our salah, it will give us more pleasure, more enjoyment, because we know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much and how much effort he made. Our salah is nothing compared to the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.